escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pritchard with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Good morning, Rich. Do you encounter some fog on the way in or no?
Just a little bit. You never know with the weather. I mean, the storms in certain areas and flooding, it's been a crazy, pretty time so far.
It has, and remarkably, we mentioned that the Pirates have been rain delayed, but I don't think they've had a single rain out, which is actually amazing. But even more amazing is they've just won five in a row.
They don't want to have a rain delay or rain out at this point. When you're on a roll, you want to keep going.
I went to pick up some food yesterday. The guy behind the counter had a Pirates hat, a Pirates t-shirt. And I said, oh, now you're on the joint. He started laughing. And then he went off about how excited he was. You know, you give us a little, the fans will turn out.
It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. And I think, you know, this afternoon game today, we'll see if they can keep that, get another sweep going. Obviously, and you're beating good teams. You weren't just beating people at the bottom. You beat the Mets, which is, you know, and beat
them were
handily.
They knocked them out of first place.
Handily, exactly. Beat the Phillies just a couple weeks ago, swept the Phillies. So there's been a little bit of hope going on. And I think right now, even though it's Wednesday, it almost feels like the weekend is starting for certain people. They're ready to go at the long weekend of the 4th.
Definitely get a sense of that. And as you also pointed out, tomorrow we're just 3 weeks from players reporting to La Trobe. And, of course, there's always Steelers news. Minka Fitzpatrick gets traded back to the Dolphins, and we get this really talented tight end, Jonnu Smith, who a lot of people think he's one of the best in the league, and a lot of people here never heard of him.
We may need a roster for people this year, because the starting lineup is between the quarterback, the wide receiver, the safety, I mean, on and on and on.
All right, pop quiz. So Jalen Ramsey's who else we traded
for. The cornerback, yeah.
Who's our starting running back?
Is it Warren?
Well,
is it Jalen Warren?
It's a great question, because Najee Harris
it's
is
no
gone,
longer Harris,
right?
Exactly.
And then we assume that Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback.
Right.
Which makes sense, but you're right to that point. This will be one of the most exciting training camps in terms of fan interest just in general.
You have a couple new wide receivers, potentially, as you said, a new tight end. The tackles have kind of been shuffled around a little bit, and it's, And what's going to happen with T.J. Watt? I mean, you know, you've got a solid person there, and maybe Cam Hayward might be the only guy we recognize. Who
oh,
knows?
My gosh, it's crazy. And then, of course, they have the first game is against the Jets, so you have Aaron Rodgers, who was just with the Jets.
Yes.
And then you're playing your quarterback that just – you can't make this stuff up. It's going to be exciting. Meanwhile, we got the 4th of July weekend right around the corner. Before we get to that issues with the storms. I saw so many areas that you don't typically see with flash flooding over the course of this wave of thunderstorms, like Campbell's Run.
Yeah.
That, when I saw the video of that, and what made it more difficult, as you know, they were doing all the milling and getting ready to redo that whole area anyway.
Campbell's Run, and that area has become such a growth area that, and that's a county road, so I know a little bit about it. We had that on the books for a number of years to widen it for turning lanes and
right.
the traffic backup that happens. And then, of course, yes, you hit this flash flooding that becomes very, very isolated. You know, we have these storms, but these storms have been almost pinpointing certain areas that get flooded and do some damage. And I heard Public Works Director Shanley, who, you know, really has done a great job over the years for County Public Works, you know, talking about the plans and getting it back open, doing the milling, doing the things that are going on. So all these plans that you try to do, if assuming, you know, hopefully you get some decent weather, sometimes go awry when these big storms come through.
I thought of you immediately when I heard they're looking for volunteers.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I'll do it. I think it would be fun just to go through the process. Now, they say 3,000 to 4,000 people they're looking for some date into September to do some dry runs at the new airport.
And you got to give them credit. This makes a lot of sense. If you all remember back 30-some years ago when the first new airport came about, there were little glitches early on with some surfaces of parking and some other things. They wanted to kind of iron out all of that ahead of time. So my understanding is they're almost done. They said 91% done, but that's only 1% beyond some sort of completion, but they want to give people a dry run. The parking, the ticketing, the baggage claim, the TSA, all the things that you go through, so that if there are some glitches, they can iron them out before the big grand opening in October.
Yeah, I think even when Disneyland opened back in the day, they had issues. Yeah, there's going to be some
issues. It happens.
A
$1.7 billion project, there's going to be something that doesn't work exactly as you indicated. So it's going to be for the volunteers. And, you know, it's interesting. They don't think they're going to have any shortage. They think there'll be a lot of people that will want to do that, that'll want to be kind of the first people, the guinea pigs, the dry run, whatever you want to call it, to test things out.
Yeah, I want to do it. Maybe we'll do something with the show when they go through the process. Meanwhile, Rich gets here, and he's greeted in our lobby by some furries. The furries are here.
And it was interesting when they came here. It's almost 2 decades now that they've been coming here. And you'd see these guys walking around in the Golden Triangle. And you're like, what's going on? What's happening? And as time went on, we as a community and Visit Pittsburgh, and I was kind of executive and the mayor, we would welcome them. We would come to their opening ceremonies and greet them and welcome them to town. And they felt so welcome that they kept coming back to Pittsburgh. They didn't move it around the way some conventions do. One year we'll be in Las Vegas, one year we'll be in L.A. They stayed here, and now we're up to, I understand, almost 19,000 furries. Anthrocon will be coming here, the parade. The economic impact to the hotel industry and the hospitality industry is immense.
And next year will be their 20th anniversary. They've got big plans ahead. That said, fireworks this year on the North Shore, because we're redoing some things at the Point and downtown to get ready for that. Most, I would say, this is the biggest spectator opportunity in the history of our region with that NFL draft in April.
By far. We've never had the kind of infiltration of people, visitors, who will be coming to the draft next year. There's estimates of 300,000 to 500,000 people that will be coming. And that takes an awful lot of preparation. You've heard a lot of people from the PDP to the Allegheny Conference talk about getting ready for all of our guests. You know, we're getting ready for a big influx of people for the Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Shapiro has put an awful lot of money into making sure Point State Park is going to be ready. Beautiful park, we've known for many years, but they want to make sure it's ready for that next year. So the fireworks will get shifted a little bit this year to put them in over on the North Shore so that it won't disrupt the construction and renovation of places like Arts Landing and Point State Park.
Yeah, one of the things they're redoing is the fountain is one of the items. And, of course, KDK Radio will be the soundtrack again this year for the city of Pittsburgh's fireworks. And looking forward to that Friday night. It looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate.
And it's always nice when it's, again, on a Friday night. You don't have to go to work the next day, so they might have a little extra crowd this year.
Amen. Coming up, Rich has a special guest, the research being done at McGee Women's Hospital among our subjects, and then you're going to meet some really amazing people from Gecko Robotics, the founder and CEO. All coming up on the Big K Morning Show. With all the heavy rains and thunderstorm activity we've had so far and now a heat wave, JP Roofing and Siding is ready for you if you need repairs or total roof replacement. Yes, Joe Potocnik in his 44th season knows something with Owens Corning Preferred Contractor MVP Service and Product Excellence Awards. Bottom line is, you want the best work possible for the best price. Call for a free estimate, JP Roofing and Siding, 412-829-7711. Thank you, Joe. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio. And then check out the drive at 5. That'll come after Pirates baseball today. Bucks and the Cardinals wrapping up their series. Bucks hoping to sweep. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Check out Colin Dunlap after Pirates baseball. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We talk over the years many times about eds and meds and the importance of both.
Yeah. And life sciences and robotics, obviously two of the biggest growing areas in which Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh region has really leaned into and become nationally prominent in doing. You know, we're going to have Jake Lazarian from Gecko Robotics on in a little bit, but now we want to talk to the head of the McGee Women's Research Institute, Michael Anachin. And most of us, you know somebody, if not ourselves, been born at McGee Hospital. We know it as many people been born there. But what we may not know is it is the largest women's health research institute in the nation, right across the street.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, most people don't.
All my kids were born there.
It's almost a bad secret that we need to get out. And Michael's been leading this organization for a number of years, and a lot of the research around women's health when it comes to ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and other diseases dealing with women, the research is being done there. So, Michael, welcome, and please educate a lot of us here in the Pittsburgh region about what MWRI, McGee Women's Research Institute, is all about.
Good morning, Rich, and good morning, Larry, and thanks for having me on. McGee Women's Research Institute is the largest research institute in the United States focused on women's health and reproductive biology. And it's interesting, when you talk about women's health, a lot of people think strictly reproductive biology, but we say and reproductive biology, because to us, women's health is anything that treats women exclusively, differently, or disproportionately than men. And so that really covers the entire lifespan of a woman from birth to death. We call it 9 months to 90 years of health and wellness.
And you know, obviously doing some groundbreaking things when it comes to, you know, the outcomes for women. And as you said, all along the spectrum from infants on to, you know, people in the upper ages. But talk a little bit about the economic impact and the amount of jobs and the job creation that really has spun out over the last number of years for people in the region.
Yeah, so I think it's important to understand that research dollars are an investment. They're an investment in the healthcare future of a society. They're an investment in the economic development of the region. And here in Pittsburgh, you know, at the Research Institute at McGee, we have 380 researchers, faculty and staff working all the time on creating innovation that gets delivered at the hospital right across the street. So we're really impacting that care delivery. We currently have a breast cancer vaccine in clinical trials.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Files across the street at the hospital. When we solve for breast cancer, when we create this vaccine and it works, we'll solve for breast cancer not only in Western Pennsylvania, but all over the world. So we're really excited about the impact of not only those dollars that we invest in our local economy, but also what those dollars invested can become for the rest of the world.
And again, when we think about, you know, Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's heritage, you know, health, and as Larry mentioned, the eds and meds becoming so important because how we've specialized in certain areas, including this area, really becomes, again, something we can be proud of, but also something for our young people as they're coming out of school to invest their future in, to get jobs and become part of something bigger, to become something bigger where you can deal with solving breast cancer. Wow, would that be something that people would want to be part of?
Yeah, that would be amazing. And I'm glad you said that for our young people, because I'm always recruiting. We don't have enough practitioners. You know, we have an aging population. We have our midlife center has a wait list of women trying to get into the midlife center. And really, you know, we look at the statistics and 1 in 8 women will have breast cancer at one point in their life. They'll be impacted by it. 1 in 3 women will have heart disease. Almost 90% of women will have some sort of symptoms from heart disease. But 100% of women will go through menopause, right? So we need more practitioners that are on the GYN side that can take care of these women. But not only take care of these women, create innovation in the space. And there's not a lot of dollars flowing into that because menopause doesn't kill anybody. It's just uncomfortable. So we have to do more with less. So we really need smart people, we really need dedicated people, and we want people to come into the field of women's health and understand that it's a very broad field with a very bright future.
And I know one of the things that you do as far as working with our friends at the federal government and even state government is dealing with the inequities over the years where there's been more research around, I'll call it men's health as opposed to women's health. And it's starting to catch up, but there's still kind of a ways to go.
There's a ways to go, and it's unfortunate. Women represent 51% of the population. They give birth to 100% of our future. Yet the NIH, which is the nation's largest investor in healthcare research, only invests about 13 cents on the dollar in women's health. And sadly, that number is old by about 2 years. Last year, it was around 11 cents. And this year, it's trending to be about 4.4 cents on the dollar. So unfortunately, it's not catching up. It's going the other way. And the thing that most people don't realize about women's health is it didn't start as a field. We didn't start looking at sex differences in medicine until 1993. So we've only got 30 years worth of data, 30 years worth of information, 30 years worth of understanding on how to create healthier women moving forward.
Well, we really appreciate the work you're doing. And I, born and bred here, had no idea that McGee was the number one research hospital in the country for women's health. So bravo, Michael.
Michael, congratulations. Thanks, and keep up the good work. And I know there's a lot of challenges ahead, but we're proud of what you've been able to do. And let's continue to stay number one and keep moving forward. Thanks.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Michael and Janine, right?
Yes. And you know, for you to say that, Larry, because I don't think anybody knows more about things going on in Pittsburgh than you do. And for you not to know that, just it's indicating of all of us not necessarily getting the word out about MWRI.
Well, I appreciate every week you bring a lot to the table and you walk away feeling like you know a lot more from your visits. Morning show coming up next hour, an in-studio visit by the Furries, who are going to be in our city this weekend. Celebrate the 4th with us. We continue our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour. And Rich, I love you introduce us to these founders, CEOs of these great companies that are making an impact.
Well, we've got some innovative people, as we talk about every week, in this region who've been doing some amazing, amazing things. And one of those amazing people is coming on right now. You may have seen the announcement a week or so ago that Gecko Robotics has become a $1 billion company, a unicorn, as we like to say. And again, a CMU spinoff with somebody who had an idea to make things safer in the way you can go out and inspect some of the critical infrastructure that we have in this region and in this country. So we have Jake Lazarian from Gecko Robotics, a company over in Nova Place, over in the north side, that really just spun out from a great idea. And we're delighted to have Jake with us today. Jake, congratulations on all the success.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Great to be on.
Jake, what's it like to be you? to have an idea and to take it to that unicorn level of $1 billion, I can't even imagine the satisfaction you have, and yet I'm guessing you're passionate and still very driven.
Yeah, well, it feels like a great responsibility. I mean, there's not a bunch of unicorns here in the city, and I spun off of. I was in college when I started the company up in Grove City College. And that was in 2013. So it's been a decade and 2 year overnight success that took me to, you know, being completely broke, $100 to the name, to now a $1.25 billion company. But it's a nice milestone. But we're pretty ambitious for the next one.
I want to underline that again so people understand. You were broke with $100 to your name. Now you run a $1 billion company. That's what I call inspirational.
Thanks. Yeah, I didn't grow up with that much, and then it's pretty awesome to see that in the country that we live in, and as well as in this city, it's possible to do that. And I'm not really that special. It's just a lot of hard work and seeing stuff before it happens.
You are a hardworking person, Jake, who had a vision, has a vision on making things better. Tell us a little bit about what Gecko Robotics does and what products that they provide to basically to many places around this country.
We diagnose the health of the built world, and then we turn that into all that data into an operating platform that runs the physical things that power the U.S. and defend our nation. We do that with wall climbing robots that we started with in college, and then we've begun to build other kinds of robots and sensors that are out there gathering the health and structural data of things like bridges and dams and power plant equipment, refinery assets. We work on military vessels like submarines and destroyers and aircraft. And what we're doing is we're gathering information about what's the health of all that data, of all those pieces of infrastructure. And then we're pulling in operational data that exists with these facilities too. All that feeds into an AI-powered software. And I think the thing to understand is we talk about how AI changes the world and it's changing everything. It's going to take all of our jobs, blah, blah, blah. Really important to understand incentives when people say those kinds of things and the reality of all this. We look at humanoids. We'll use mobile robots as well. So we have those at Gecko as well. But the key is it actually helping anybody? Is it providing any interesting and important information and data or changing the way that people work and how productive they all are? And, you know, I started the company when I saw someone and I heard a story about someone who died at a power plant doing a very dangerous job. And so, you know, we think about robotics and software as being able to help make jobs safer, make them more efficient, and leverage and use these kind of tools to put them in the hands of incredibly skilled individuals. In the U.S., you know, we have a really big issue as it relates to people that want to work in manufacturing or in power plants or in refineries. There's 50% of the workforce is what's retiring in the next 5 years. This is a big problem. And what if we can make it safer and cooler and more productive to work at these places? That's what I'm on a mission for.
That's really important because you mentioned something. So you're inspecting or you're gathering data on infrastructure and going into places that are very dangerous for human beings. So your robots go in there underground, underwater, and you know, inspecting bridges, as you said, power plants, dams that are, you know, maybe in dangerous places that for humans to go in and find. So your robots go in and not only can inspect them, but then do diagnostics and say, hey, we better make some improvements here, or there could be a catastrophic failure. So you're not only making it safer for all of us who go over these bridges and live near these dams or whatever, but also the people who are in charge of maintaining them and inspecting them.
Yeah, that's right. It's like you have an OS that runs your computer, the OS that was built to run a power plant or refinery, or to tell if a bridge is going to collapse or not. That was either never built or was built about 30 years ago, not incorporating any of the technology that we see today. And the big limiting factor for building a new one is what's the new piece of information and data that gets you off of an old platform, or why should I adopt a new way of operating? And that's going to be a real problem for the future, both because of those that know those systems are retiring, but also there's just so much incredible technology to be able to leverage that there are some companies that are beginning to leverage them incredibly well, and there are some that aren't. And I think one thing that's really important for the city to recognize as well is the recent announcement with Nippon and U.S. Steel. This is incredible for the ecosystem in Pittsburgh, and also speaks to how important these sectors are and how important steel, for example, steelmaking is, and not just for Pittsburgh, but for our nation, from a national security perspective, as well as a reinvigoration of industries that were determined to be old, but them with technology and new investments, and also critical constraints of supply chain, these sectors have an opportunity to reinvent themselves. And so for U.S. Steel, this is quite an amazing moment for them, for the city. But we have to look at this as what tools differentiate our city now versus 100 years ago.
Well, congratulations, Jake, and we're so delighted that you're doing that in Pittsburgh and growing that important industry here in Pittsburgh. And as you mentioned, the first unicorn billion-dollar company over a century ago, U.S. Steel, still doing some good things, and then you guys with the next generation of things to come. We're excited to have it here in this region. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Nice to meet you, Jake. The founder and CEO of Gecko Robotics, a unicorn, billion-dollar company.
Another one popping up here in this region.
He had $100 in his bank account at one point. Now I don't think he has to worry about that, Rich.
He's doing a little better right now, that's for sure.
Good for him, good for us in the region.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, I'm David Valerato. After yet another round of flooding in the Campbell's Run Road area on Tuesday, Stephen Shanley of the County Public Works Department says they're hoping for a break.
So right now, we have the road milled, and we will be moving forward with paving it, hopefully when the weather breaks.
It looks like we might get a break. Rich, you know, once they get that done, that'll be a bit of a game changer on Campbell's Run.
It really will. And that, again, that Robinson area has really, really exploded over the last couple of years with growth. And the traffic along Campbell's Run has been an issue. And, you know, getting some design, new design, working with PennDOT, working with our friends at the SPC that we're doing that. Even when I was executive, you know, we've got that forward. And, you know, the great news for, I think, what you'll know is the Public Works Department of Allegheny County. They got the most modern equipment that they've been able to purchase over the years, and they'll get that done. But hopefully the weather, all dependent on the weather, to cooperate, just
always.
Like our pirate games.
Sure, blame
you
the weather
play.
Guy.
Blame the weather guy.
It's back to the House now for reconciliation, as that chamber needs to take up the Senate-approved Big Beautiful Bill. Some lawmakers, including Chris DeLuzio, had their flights to D.C. canceled because of the weather. He posted on X alongside fellow Democrat Derek Tran.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
Yeah, the Medicaid in particular seems to be the real sticking point. So we'll see what happens.
And the University of Pennsylvania has changed three school records that were set by transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes that it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swim team.
Thank you, David.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.